Elissa Walker Campbell, good evening and welcome inside the Quicken Loans studios here at Yahoo Sports Radio. Once again, it is time for another edition of the fastest 2 hours in radio, the Big E Sports Show. And of course, all of our guests tonight will be joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And we've completely got you covered. And tonight, a double dip. We're going to start off and open up our show with some NBA news and notes and college football talk. We're going to head to Norman, Oklahoma and visit with one of the leading journalists and broadcaster who has covered the Sooners and collegiate athletics for over 34 years. He knows his stuff. We've also invited James Hale on to give us the pulse on the Oklahoma City Thunder and where they are at this point in the season. You can listen to James Hale on KERF Total Sports Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 p. And all of his college football talk. And also, he's one of the best football writers at OUinsider.com. Good evening, James. Nice to have you back in the saddle.
Hey, it's always great to be on with you. As I always say, it would be better to see you in person, but hey, at least, you know, I get those, you know, I get a text every once in a while. Boy, your boys are growing up to be so big, and I'm glad they're having success. I'm not surprised with the athletic genes that you give them. So everything's going good, and it's always great to be on. Always great to be on the Big E Show.
It's wonderful to have you on. You know, James, and when you're on in the past, we open up our conversation. We're talking about the Oklahoma Sooners in college football, but I kind of want to change things up a bit, and our first order of business is get us updated on the Oklahoma City Thunder. They have right now 24 games left in this critical stretch. It really is crunch time. What's your view of the Thunder and how they are handling business?
Well, they're pretty good, but they're not as good as I was hoping they would be. And I'm saying that about a team that most believe is a top five team in NBA basketball. But when you have the Warriors that are playing at such an incredible level, and you also got to compete against the Spurs, and then you run in this recent streak where you can't seem to beat the East, and you get blown out at home by the Cavs, and then you let Indiana come back and beat you when you lead the entire game. Now, I realize both those teams are talented. I like both those teams. But the matchup against the Cavs was really disappointing. And so when you look at this team, now they were able to beat Dallas, and I'm a big Dirk Nowitzki fan. He's telling, gosh, all he did was score 33, and it looked like it was so easy for him. You wonder why he didn't shoot 50 more shots. You know, so he's such a unique talent, and I know you talk to him and, you know, cover him, but, you know, it's this Thunder team has some holes. And the disappointing thing sometimes when you look at teams and you say, well, they should be better defensively, and we always think, well, defense is about hustle. It's about mental makeup and things. Well, it's not just that. We know that, right? You played the game, and I've covered the game. You know, you've got to have some footwork. You've got to have some toughness, some strength. You've got to have some instincts towards it. And this team is more of a pure offensive team than a team that really has, you know, a defensive mindset. Now, Roberson is back. He started last night, and actually the team looked pretty good defensively, I thought, against the Mavericks. You know, so when you think about that, you know, or the other night when the Mavericks and the Thunder played, you know, it's, you know, so, you know, you think that's a better step. But until they really make a commitment, to being a great defensive team, until Russ decides that he's going to be the great two-way player we know he can be. I think Durant has stepped up his game defensively a little bit. This team, I'm afraid, will have enough holes to keep them from winning an NBA title. But we'll see. They're certainly capable. And if I'm any other NBA team, I don't necessarily want to play the Thunder in the playoffs, because when you have two of the top five or six players in the game, you're saying to yourself, wow, that's a lot to handle. But you know, they don't seem to have that extra oomph, whatever it is, to get over the hump, at least this year. But we still have, what, 3 months to play? So we'll see what happens.
Hey, the senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I promise we'll talk some college football and recruiting, but we wanted to open up our conversation with hitting on the NBA. Of course, the Oklahoma City Thunder right in his backyard up there in Norman, Oklahoma. You'd kind of dissect and share some of your concerns in regards to OKC. The Thunder, they've got to defend better. But I tell you what, too, James, they've got to get better bench production, too.
Yeah, their second unit hasn't been very good. Here's the question, when you put Waiters back on that unit, he had a good game the other night, and had a good game shooting the three. I think he made four threes in that game. Before that, that basketball could have been, you know, a thumbnail. He couldn't make it. You know, he couldn't shoot at all. and he wasn't scoring at all. And he's too good of an offensive player to go through that, so he's become streaky, and that's not a good thing. But when he's on the second unit, he seems to calm down a little bit. Now, Foy, the last two games, has played more point than Payne, which I don't understand that necessarily. I thought Payne was actually playing pretty well. At times, he's been the one guy that's been scoring on that second unit. You know, and that second unit should play better. You know, you have Canner on it. Again, it's not a good defensive unit. So if they're not scoring at a high level, they give up a lot of points. And Canner is a guy that's the enigma to me. Great offensive player. He gives the Thunder something offensively. They haven't hit since Oklahoma had you. Great offensive presence, but you were a better defensive player than Canner. And Canner, does not, for some reason, act like he even knows how to play defense. And, you know, if you're not going to play McGarry, who would give you a great effort, you still have Collison out there, who is a good defensive player but undersized. Who's going to play defense on that second unit? And they've been getting torched. So you're right. You know, they may solve the offensive end of it with Waiters going back to that second unit, but we'll see.
Well, Deion Waiters, I mean, you talk about the impact that he can have at shooting guard. I mean, the Thunder, I looked up some of the stats. I mean, 18-3 when Waiters scores 10-plus points. But defensively, that's really where he's got to step up his game. He's got to be that combo-type guard.
Well, I think he can be. It's not natural for him, but he tries. And I don't know if he's the best. Well, he's the best two-way player they have. Again, this is not a perfect team, but it does have great talent. If they will grow up defensively, they could win it all. But, again, they have to improve in this area. And I don't know if Sam Presti can pull off a trade. You know, Joe Johnson's out there, and can they bring in somebody that can really help him at that two guard? So we'll see if he's got another move in him, or we'll see if this team on its own gets better defensively.
We're talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder with James Hale right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at eRadio Sports, and you can always go back and listen to the entirety of this interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the Yahoo Sports Radio tab. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they have a rookie head coach in Billy Donovan. What's been your impressions? And I will add, too, James, I thought it was pretty cool. He was in attendance at the Lloyd Noble Center for the KU Sooners game the other day.
Yeah, and Scott Brooks used to do that too when they had an off day. And Buddy Hield is a lottery pick, and Kansas has its players too that are highly thought of. So I think Ellis is a wonderful player. He was there. My impressions of Billy Donovan, he's been fine, but he hasn't been any better than Scott Brooks. His team's not playing any better than when Scott Brooks was there. So to make a change, to me, the only reason you make a change is because you feel like somebody else can get you over the hump. Well, we'll find out. It doesn't look like to me that is the case up to this point. They don't look any better to me. What's made them better is because KD's back, and you get KD back. Well, that's wonderful. That makes your team a whole lot better when you get him back. And so you've got Westbrook playing at his highest level ever. And that's amazing to say when you consider how good he has been. But I don't think he's ever been better than he is now. And he was criticized for not being a great point guard, and he said, okay, I'll show you. Now he's second in the league in assists, still a prolific scorer. And again, you know, he can still take another level in his game by becoming a better defensive player. But as far as Donovan goes, I have seen him make some moves. I mean, he's coaching the team. He's changed some things up, especially on how to defend the pick and roll. And it doesn't look like, to me, they're defending the pick and roll that well. And I know statistically it doesn't show that they are. And we'll see if he's got enough guts to say, all right, how do you guys want to do it, talking to the players?
Uh-huh.
You guys want to go back to something else? And we'll see if he can do that or not. And so far he hasn't done it yet.
The NBA conversation continues after this quick timeout with James Hale right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I promise we're going to dive deep. We're going to talk about some college football recruiting and how things turned out for the Oklahoma Sooners.